We're back, and we're here with Stuart Swilo from Expansions, and I guess I've gotten into a kind of deep subject here with the with my guest, and I'm trying to open up the dialogue on this for people to understand, because again, there is a lot of things that are getting ready to happen here. There is a situation with this crisis with the mortgage industry. People, you don't understand what's getting ready to happen here. And to enlighten you on that, I have to open up another passage and try to explain through a history line and through different things that Stuart and others will be able to relate to you. Because, again, once you open your mind and understand and get your own independent thought, you will then be able to redirect yourself and understand the condition that you're in and be able to focus your way out of it. And then, in addition, you'll be able to open your mind and see what is clearly in front of us, divinely in front of us, that we control. We can control this stuff. It's not something beyond our reach, and that we can manipulate and change. Stuart, is that not true?
That's correct. All we need to do is change the way we think and project that out into the physical universe, and that will be reflected back for us.
Now, John, you want to bring something in here?
Well, I had 2 points. Number one, on the earlier guest, Michael, there, he was asking about the IBM controlling during World War II. Information today that I am aware of is that IBM is with Cornell University building a multi-million dollar operation, and they're in with the CIA marking everybody with a red, blue, or green labeling, and they're just doing it again in a higher, you know, essence of marking, and, you know, for the chipping and everything else. Also, I got a concern, and it's kind of, is they label that mercury is really toxic to us, and it destroys the brain and the balance of the body. The environmental agencies have forced us to use mercury thermometers to measure our outflow temperatures to the nearest tenth of a degree, and they were so fragile that a lot of them would break. In fact, the thermometer companies couldn't keep up with all the breakage of the thermometers around the United States where I was testing the temperature of the water. And bottom line is, between like the mercury being dumped in the Great Lakes right now and mercury and different things, and the mercury dumped in all of our outlets of all of our waste treatment plants has initiated an electrolysis of something to help initiate control of us, possibly through the use of mercury.
Stuart?
Well, you know, mercury is a very toxic substance, and they used it in mind control and programming, which is why it winds up in fillings and teeth, because it enhances the fracturing of the mind. And so when we have this in our environment, it's very difficult for a person to maintain a balance or to reintegrate their personality into a whole being. And that's not just with mercury. There's a lot of other heavy metals and toxins out there that they're using for that purpose. And we find a lot of that in chemtrails as well.
And see, that's the huge danger here, because, see, there are some people, individuals here, that have no allergy to mercury and can digest as much as they need. And same thing with people allergic to sulfa. You have those there are and those there aren't. And that has to do with the genetics of who you are. We're going to be back here with Stuart after the spring.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, we're back, and we're here with Stuart, and we're here with John. Stuart Suelo has an organization called Expansions. You go to expansions.com. There's a lot of information about things that we're talking about. He was with the original Montauk Project in New York, and we were talking about many things of how things are being connived and contrived that we have no clue or knowledge of. And we had a caller. Dan, did you have any more questions here? Oh, Dan's gone. Okay, well, I wanted to ask you, Stuart, a question. Now, you can, through your ability, which you still have, you're able to see things by colors, by transmissions of thought, and read into minds. And I was wondering, you know, if you could tell the listeners about these abilities that you have from that project.
Well, they basically calibrated my brain to perceive reality energetically so that all living things and even inanimate objects have an energy field that it produces. And the brain can perceive this and then interpret it by understanding.
Oh, Stuart, can you speak up a little? I can't hear you.
Oh, yeah. The human brain is able to perceive the energy vibrations of all living objects and inanimate objects that produce a color, tone, and archetype symbol that can then be interpreted like an energetic sentence and translated into human terms. But when I see energy fields, I look at the colors, I look at the mind patterns, I look at the symbols, and then I basically read a person like an energy book and say what I see, make suggestions for corrections here and there. And, of course, it's up to the individual to decide if they want to accept or reject that information.
Well, I was wanting to ask you if you couldn't do a favor. John, do you want him to do an energy reading of you here?
Well, he did an energy reading of me, and Mike got all excited and started talking, and he never did report on me. I don't know if he sensed it and it scared him or what, but or if you remember reading me.
Yes, I very vaguely do, and I think I asked for a full birth name and birth date in order to tune into that energy.
Birth date is December 26th, 55.
Okay. So actually, you're coming up this year. Well, the year birthday you had last year, it was the end of a series of cycles for you. So that means from last December to this coming December, there was an energy where you should have moved to another location, should have changed work or careers, and changed a lot within relationships. Because this December coming up in 2007 is actually a completion cycle, so that you'll be spending most of 2008 as tying up loose ends, finishing up things that you started long ago, including health issues. You have a lot of protein deficiencies in the body. You're not digesting food well, and you need to increase your digestive energies. I'd recommend taking lime, lemon, pineapple, and papaya in order to increase the natural production of your enzymatic production and the digestive system. Also, the nervous system is a bit weak. The myelin sheathing of the nerves, the coating around the nerves is deteriorated a bit. And I always suggest in such cases that you take omega-3 fish oils, in your case between 3,000 and 4,000 milligrams daily, in order to rebuild the sheathing of the nervous system. And if you go into my work, if you read some of my books, balancing the T-bar, the pineal gland is very important in order to balance the energy between the left and right hemispheres of the brain. You also need some grounding energy in the legs and the feet, because, see, legs and feet are really not part of the chakra system. It is part of the Earth's gravitational field, which has a brown color. And right now, there's not a lot of brown energy in this area of the body. A lot of gray here and some streaks of red, which indicate circulation issues. Also some irritations in nerves and ligaments. Mind pattern behind that would be that there's worry or concern about the future, stepping into the future, support structure in the future. So you need to do some release work on that. The heart chakra area should be in the medium green, which also represents oxygen. But here again, I'm seeing a lot of grays, a lot of blues, indication of emotional confusion, isolation issues, abandonment issues. Goes back to childhood. Even 3-4 years of age is a foundational imprinting of these mind patterns. So I would strongly recommend maybe reading the Golden Altar release work that I have in a couple of my books, and doing that work and releasing that from the mind pattern to correct this. And meanwhile, doing some breathing exercises, especially in sea salt baths. Salt air is a very good oxygenator. And I would say do that on a daily basis and get some oxygen in there, get some better proteins in there. Of course, organic is better.
Well, Stuart, I wanted to ask you, too, can you tell me what you see in me here on the air?
Sure, and if you can give me, can you give me your full birth name and date?
My birth name?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's the same, Deanne Burley.
Oh, okay, no middle
name. D-apostrophe A-N-N-E, mm-hmm. And then B-U-R-L-E-Y.
And what is the birth date?
January 27th. Oh, gosh. Year.
Well, okay,
let's leave that go.
You don't have to do that. Looking at you, blood issue. The viscosity of the blood is a bit thicker than it should be. I'd recommend for you maybe a good 5 glasses of distilled water every day. Your estrogen levels are a little bit high. You have kind of an estrogen spiking going on. Need to increase your progesterone in order to balance that out. So I would recommend about 1,200 milligrams of wild yam root on a daily basis, which will encourage your body to produce more of your own progesterone. And also you might look into getting some pituitary homeopathic tablets to take in order to boost the endocrine system, because that's kind of weak in your body. Bone density is lighter than it should be. That has to do with the action of your parathyroids, which are not producing enough vitamin D, so you're not pulling in all of the calcium to the body, and then that does result in bone density loss. So I'd recommend taking, in your case, maybe 2,000 milligrams of calcium from plant or animal source in citrate form with 1,000 IUs of the vitamin D. Should always be a 2-to-1 ratio of the calcium to D. And that'll get your bone density back in position in 6 to 9 months if you're consistent with the herbs and the vitamins.
All right, and do you see anything that indicates, you know, who I am or what I'm about?
Well, when I look at your energy field, you know, I look at your simultaneous existences. You go back many, many directions. Your first incarnation on this earth plane was in the Atlantean time period, in the very early part of the Atlantean time period, where you were actually a scientist in those days and working with humans and animals and genetic experimentation. But then another lifetime that pops out very significantly is one in the ancient Egyptian time period. And quite honestly, you have quite amazing genetics that I think you could trace back all the way to King Solomon and Queen Sheba.
Yeah, I know.
So that's quite amazing to me.
Well, people, anyone can do that. You just have to go back into yourself, and you can figure out through your own genetics, because everybody on this planet is genetically from their past relatives.
Mm-hmm.
They're tied in genetically, so you can go back into time through your own genetics inside your body.
Right.
Kind of difficult to explain, but...
Yeah, well, I actually teach that in this class coming up in October, where I give DNA opening exercises where you can actually go back and read the sequences and open them up and see what you're made out of.
And how about John? What do you see in him?
Well, when I look at John, he goes back... very interesting lifetime that comes up. And if you know about history, you know that about 1,000 years ago, the Mongols crossed Asia and went into Eastern Europe. And I see a lifetime with him where he was a warrior at that time of the Mongol Empire as it invaded the eastern part of Europe. And a lot of his genetics are connected to that infusion. So a lot of warrior energy in there. And also a lot of frustration energy in there because things have changed, and yet he's not able to be as aggressive in certain areas as he would like to be.
And he's been holding back his aggression due to the fact that he knows that, you know, spiritually there's certain rights and certain wrongs, and it's frustrating because on one level he has the spirit of the energy of an ancient warrior, but then on the other level he has been tied into a frequency of God, and he knows rights from wrong, and it's very frustrating to see that, you know, the laws here have basically changed everything.
Yes, it's a very different planet than it was back then.
Now, John, did you have anything else you want to ask Stuart?
No, I'm just, I'm kind of amazed. There's some things that are, as you talk, I understand, but I don't have the insight as well as you two who can read different things. Once in a while, I achieve the ability to. But it's, it doesn't really matter. It's just interesting.
But we're going to come back after this break. You're with Stuart Swivel, Expansions, and we're going to talk more here about many things. Callers 800-313-9443.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
We're here with John Alastafis, and we're talking about many things here, and we are covering a subject of, you know, well, I think something that you need to really realize, because these things really, really exist, in our plane of Stuart. Now, is there a way that you see that in the future we'll be able to make it past whatever the events might, you know, unleash? Do you think we have a chance as a civilization to survive here?
Well, you know, that's a very good question. And, you know, the way things look today, I would say it's kind of bleak. But I do feel that no one's going to remain ignorant forever, and that there's going to come a point where people are going to wake up because they have no other choice. And then they're going to release the victimization mind pattern, and all these controls that are over us will be dissipated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think it's going to happen tomorrow. It may not be next week, but I think ultimately, and unfortunately, people on Earth don't tend to do things until they get smacked really hard. And once they get pushed into a corner, then I think they'll start pushing back. And that might be a couple of years away, but I think ultimately humanity will override what's going on, and then we'll be able to become a free people again.
Mm-hmm. John, you have anything else you want to say here?
Well, the as far as like the Mayans, their prediction of why we're having such a population flooded right now is to the fact that we're in the end times, and everybody's trying to get their last shot in as a growth factor of their old soul. And that was a question I had for Stuart. is the fact that a lot of the Mayan children were kidnapped and taken to America. And was that for the mind control Montauk project?
Yeah, that was used for that, and also because the government has something called end times programming.
Mm-hmm.
End times programming is where they create the scenarios in the Book of Revelation and actually make it happen, at least symbolically on the earth plane. And one of the things is using the Mayan prophecies. And now the 2012 prophecy of the end of civilization as we know it really involved mostly the Mayan civilization, because they had many times in their prophecies where the world would come to an end, and it really involved only their civilization while the rest of the world continued. So the government is just taking this 2012 information and extrapolating it into the end times in order to create fear and panic about what's coming, and then that creates a greater control factor for them. And so they use a lot of the Mayan genetics in order to broadcast the energy or the imprinting of this onto the population.
Being Deanne and I are kind of like, troublemakers for the government, do you sense any controllers that she and I would have personally?
Yeah.
Well, you know, everybody on the earth has some control factor or programming to one degree or another. And that's just the way it is on this planet. So, there is programming, there is control factors, and everybody.
Well, the thing is that who is the culprit here? We are looking at, World Trade Center going down, various other things happening. Is it the alien society, or is it a hybrid species here that's doing these things?
It is the Illuminati. Which is heavy reptilian genetics and broken into 13 families that control all the resources on the earth. And they're basically the ones that are making all these plans. And they use alien technology.
Now the purpose is, there's like a few of these elite families that want to control everything. So why are they fighting amongst each other? There's enough people here for them to share in.
Well, when you throw a bunch of reptiles in a pit, they fight with each other. That's just the nature of their existence. And it's kind of like if you have a corporation and you have all these people on the board. Well, only one could be chairman of the board, and they're all fighting to be chairman of the board, even though they're all on the same side. So if you look at it that way, it's kind of what's going on. All the families want to have a chance of being in control. And right now, the Rothschild family has been in control for over 800 years, and they want to. The others want to change that.
So it's kind of like a friendly fight, but they're all in this, and we're basically the victims of the fight.
Yes, they basically use their individual slaves. Every family has their slave system, and they pit one against the other.
Now, what can we do right now, Stuart, as individuals to regain our individual sovereignty so that we can, basically cut the frequency down that they do to control us and what we do as thinking people? We're going to another commercial here, and when we'll come back with that question.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
We're back, and we're here with Stuart Swelo and Expansions. And Stuart, can you give our listeners more information about your event that's coming up on October and how they can get in contact with you?
Yes. We're having our fifth annual conference here in St. Joseph, Michigan. And the conference is going to start on Friday, October 5th, and run through Saturday and Sunday. That would be Columbus Day weekend in the United States. It's going to be about the language of hyperspace, DNA, oversoul work, release work. It's going to be extremely comprehensive. We're going to do color therapy. We're going to learn how to read DNA and hyperspace sentences and open up the 90% of the brain that we don't use and the 97% of the DNA that we don't use. You can go to www.expansions.com to get the details, or you can call 269-429-8615 to speak to one of us here and get the details and register.
Well, John, you have something you want to say here?
Well, I had your wife read my mind one time, and she kind of stopped, and in the sense that I got, she was a little irritated with me, and I didn't understand why, but since then, it's a couple things have happened. Numbers are quite pertinent to me. I see 7 was coming up a lot, and then all of a sudden now I have 6 and 9s and in different sequences. It's like a flood that's hitting me, and yet a lot of them add up to a sequence of what I feel comfortable with as far as 7, the God number, or something along those lines, and I look for different things that hit me, but it's like the 6-6 or the 6-9 or 9-6 or 3s are hitting me really hard. And I'm kind of at bay of knowing exactly what's going on here.
Well, those are really numbers of coming to an end of a cycle or creating things in the cycle that need to be completed.
Okay.
So you're at the stage in your life where you need to make some decisions, complete the things that you're starting, start, create new things in order to get to the next phase of your existence. But generally speaking, you really need to take care of your energy system because it is a bit weak. You should learn how to properly spin your chakra system, balance your T-bar, do the breathing techniques, and generally, overall, revamp your cellular structure and get a better foundation physically.
Well, appreciate it. Deanne? Deanne's not with us very well here.
Oh, I'm here.
You're here.
I just couldn't hear you right at that point.
Okay. Yeah, it's one thing I picked up on is I have picked up on some crystals and I picked up on some chakra colors, and I am picking up on just colors of the surroundings and the flowers, and I've actually started tasting flowers. Actually, it sounds a little strange to some people, but it teaches you finesse, I want to say, and softness, mm-hmm. and the appreciation of the color and the essence.
Well, again, we need to learn what the colors mean because every color and every shade within a color has a different meaning. So we need to use them properly. When we work with crystals, we also need to learn which ones to use and which ones not to use because crystals can absorb energy. So if we keep it on our bodies or a particular part of our bodies for too long a period of time, it can absorb energies that we need for ourselves, but it actually will go into the crystal instead.
Well, you know which crystal to choose.
Well, again, you have to go by the color of the crystal, the kind of mineral that it's made out of, where you place it on the body. It's an actual science.
It's kind of like, again, getting in tune with everyone's frequency from their body.
Mm-hmm.
And would you use, is there any way that you could use the pitching fork at all to determine your frequency? How can a person tell the frequency that their body exists in?
Well, you know, like a tuning fork you're talking about.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's actually Janet's expertise because she does toning. You know, she's part Cherokee.
Mm-hmm.
And she does toning, an amazing voice. Those of you who come to the conference in October will hear this. She will do her toning. And she basically, when she does that, it bounces off the sound energy from the person's energy field and resonates like a tuning fork, and then she reads the energy as it comes back to her.
Mm.
You know, she does that more with her toning. I do it more with the mental visual energy where I look at the colors and the symbols, and she looks a lot at that as well as the tone. So, yeah, each human being has their own vibration, their own sound, if you will, that can be interpreted and deciphered.
So when people come to these events, they can learn how to do that as well?
Oh, absolutely. That's what we teach. You know, when we do our work, we want to teach people to do everything for themselves. Even though on my website, if you go on there, you'll see the Q&A and the news, and I give people information. We want to teach people how to get their own information so that they become independent and they can network with others to get the information that they need. And so, yeah, we're going to teach you how to look inside yourself and look around yourself and interpret that and understand what the world is all about and who and what you really are, which is a part of the God mind.
Oh, wow. Well,
one thing I interpreted with your wife was just her growth factor and that her quietness ability, and it made me recognize of my inability of comfort zone, basically. Of, I'm not to that. I'm not to her ability yet, and it was a little uneasing to me to be in her presence, more or less.
Well, you know, everybody has the same ability. It's just a question of opening that up and fine-tuning it. And we must all look at each other as parts of the God mind and not to be in fear of anyone or feel you're less than anyone, but we're all the same. You know, and even though our physical bodies might be slightly different from one another because of the way our mind patterns are, ultimately we come from the same source. So we should all respect and honor one another, no matter who and what you are, because we're all the same.
Now, this situation, too, with this recently I heard, and I wanted to find out from you, is it true that Mars is close to this planet as we speak?
No, you see, that's interesting because that's been going around for a couple of years. That event actually occurred a couple of years ago in August 27th of 2004 or 5.
Right, and now they're saying now, as of this week, they're saying that Mars is going to be very close to this planet, and I've been getting stuff from various websites sent to me, and
yeah,
I'm saying, what is this?
I've been getting that too, but they're just replaying from years ago.
And what's the purpose of them doing that?
Oh, that's a trigger. That's a trigger for a staged alien invasion.
Exactly. So what I've been saying, you know, you have this theme of, you know, this new level of stuff coming out, you know, about 9/11. Now, could it be a possibility that, you know, we're going to see a mock alien invasion, would you say?
Well, that's what's in the plans. My information is that that won't actually occur until August of 2008.
2008?
Yes, like another year.
But they're doing things. It seems as though that they're speeding it up.
Well, they're laying the groundwork for it and opening up people's acceptance so that there are alien beings out there, and you're going to hear stories about life on Mars and things happening on the moon. All kinds of space stories are going to come out now, so that kind of opens you up to the idea that there's something out there, so that when they create the staged alien invasion, people are already ready to accept it.
Now, is that an equation that we need to look for them to develop a new God system from?
Well, part of that, interesting that you said that, because part of it, of that staged alien invasion, will then be, subsequent to that, the imposition of the New World Religion, which is also...
Which they have been meeting about for years. The world churches have come together. They've come into the Chicago area a lot, talking about what the new one world religion is.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the icons of that New World Religion will be Princess Diana.
Really? How?
Well, you know, they always have a male, female, god, goddess type of theme, like Jesus and Mary, and Apollo and Athena, and Semiramis, and the other god of Sumeria, and so she will be the new Mary to the new second coming of Jesus.
So that means that her children of one line would be the new Christ.
There you go. And interesting, because no sooner had she died 10 years ago when this woman in Norway started channeling her, and Diana told this woman, and this is in a book that the woman wrote, Diana told her that she had been the grandmother of Jesus. So it makes her a holy mother.
Well, it has to do with that bloodline that she held. And that was the reason why they wanted her to marry into the royal blood and family line.
That's correct. You know, the Illuminati, even though they're 13 different families, they're all related because there's so much intermarriage.
Well, this goes back to a real ancient biblical time. Back when, you know, you had families, the kings and queens, and they still do it. They intermarry only within their bloodstream.
Right. All the royalty of Europe is related.
Well, you have also, right now, the Queen of England is from a Germain line that is not of the Stuart or the Tudors, which is a part of the Stuart line, and that's the reason why Lady Di was so important for the Order of the Mermaids to regain the throne of England.
Yeah, and you know, another reason she had to have Charles, Prince Charles's children, is because, you know, the Illuminati have a very close 50-50 split between reptilian and human DNA, which is enables them to shapeshift. But when they start to intermarry like that, the DNA starts to skewer and becomes more reptilian, and they needed someone like Diana to infuse more mammalian DNA so it could go back to the 50-50 split so she can create Harry and the other little prince there to continue the line.
Now, do you think now this new alleged God system that they have, is that going to change the Catholic Church of Rome?
Oh, yeah, that's going to morph into something else. And you're going to see the two religions that will be used to create the New World religion initially will be the Catholic religion and the Mormon religion. Mormonism has been coming up all over the place. And it's another imprinting and triggering, and they're going to be used in order to help facilitate the New World religion.
Well, see, in order to do that, then it has to be a situation of great fear that they're going to put in the population,
mm-hmm.
and then also from that to have hope and aspiration. They're
right.
going to have to create some type of person or persons that would be able to have a significant power over the so-called alien invasion.
Yes, well, that's exactly correct, and that's what I wrote about in my Blue Blood book, and that is the alien invasion, or the staged alien invasion, will create this fear. Then a savior race will come from, which will be the reptilians, which will come to rescue us from these invaders. And then the reptilians will announce that they, in fact, colonize the Earth and we're part of them. And then they will bring in the new staged second coming of Christ, who will say that the New World Order is his new holy empire.
Well, that's why I was looking at this situation in New York, and I felt very strongly that between now and October that it was mm-hmm. going to be a major staging of a very significant event, and then beyond that there's going to be a situation where we're going to see something we're going to believe that's come from another planet
mm-hmm.
when it actually came from within, and I would
yes.
gather it would be coming from some of this underwater UFO creature things that we have underneath the ocean.
Yeah, but you know, at the end there's something else that people should be aware of.
And what is that?
There is a lot of activity going on in the Kuiper's Belt past Pluto,
mm-hmm.
and the Illuminati is worried because even they don't know what the heck it is. And my feeling is that this could be a real invasion, not a staged one.
Well, it could be, too, because of the fact that this planet has gone through some very major retrogrades because of the explosions and things that have been done on his planet that has upset the balance of the universe itself.
Mm-hmm.
So indeed, I would say that there are other alien creatures that are looking very closely to this planet that we're on as a culprit.
Yes, and I think that they've actually surrounded the solar system. It's almost like they surrounded the perimeter, and now they're kind of move in.
Now, do you think it's going to be a friendly situation, or is it going to be a war?
Well, I think it's going to be a war, because they're not happy with what's going on down here. I know that the Illuminati are worried about who and what they are. These beings have never been seen before. And I think it's going to be quite the fireworks.
It indeed will be. John, what do you think about this?
About the invasion?
Yes. Possibilities.
Well, it's like Stuart says, they're setting us up for all this information. They're setting us up for not trusting the government and for us, the United States, being the bulldog of the, you know, putting everybody down. They're creating turmoil of everybody not having either money-wise or health-wise or food-wise. So they're creating the you know, people to react because they're coming under being destitute of whatever. And so, yeah, I can foresee things starting to get a little bit loaded up here and for them to bring in an unexplainable or as they do the chemtrails against us, there's no one we can put our hand on and make responsible and choke the heck out of them for destroying their house. You know, I say, it's the weather is the culprit. Well, as they have aliens attack us, it's going to be hard putting your hands on them and saying, oh, here's the attacker or whatever, and have a solution of battle or whatever you want to say.
Well, he has a major heating of the planet, and like I said, satellites are involved. We'll be back after this break.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, we're back, and we're at the final moments of this broadcast, and like I said, I think it was an interesting talk here. Stuart, how did you think of the broadcast? Went in some areas that I guess you weren't expecting me to cover.
Well, it went far beyond the borders of Montauk Project. But you know what, Deanne, I really have to compliment you because there's so few people out there who are providing the information out there that you're doing in such a comprehensive way. So I really take my hat off to you and I applaud you for everything that you're doing.
Well, thank you, because, see, the thing is that I try to allow my listeners to open up their minds to different possibilities. Because, see, science is not an exact fact. You know, people will say, well, this is this, but science keeps looking and looking for equations and looking and looking. But there are factors. And if you go back to the word of God and what God means, God, the word God means logic, logos. It means that you're logically, God was logical. So with him being logical, then we, being the children of God, have logic. And if something is not logical, then therefore it is not of God. So we're looking at things right now that have been interfering with the logic of God's frequency. And that's why we have defied the law of nature itself. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does make sense.
And that's one of the reasons why I'm trying to bring forth information here, because, again, we're in great danger because of what is going on with this manufactured, illogical attempt to take over the world. It has disrupted the balance of everything, not only on this planet, but everything beyond the planet and within.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
So, again, if we, you know, do things to bring ourselves back to independent thought, because I was asked a question about are we a part of God's nature if we have independent thought? And indeed we are, because once you open up to independent thought, then you include yourself in the frequency of God, and God will connect you directly to the source and give you empowerment to keep the balance alive on this planet. But this manufactured control method that they're doing to have everybody modified and in a mentality of a thought process based on what they're doing, it is against every frequency of the law of God. Does that make sense to you at all, Stuart, or am I?
Yes, absolutely. I think what these people are doing is trying to make themselves God and disconnect everybody else from the God mind within, and they just can't succeed in doing that. It's impossible.
And that's why, again, we're in extreme danger from outside the planet and within, because this planet is terrestrial, and the planet feels things. And I want to mention one thing and ask you a question. I came to a thought process last week for some reason. I was thinking about black holes, mm-hmm. and I was saying, wow, you know, things go through a black hole, and it pulls and draws all this energy based on the equation that they give us. Now, what is it that if you look on the other side of the black hole, and that black hole is actually a sun?
Yes.
So
right.
Actually, the planet, the sun, is not a round sphere at all. It's kind of like a bubble. In one area, it's pulling in all the energy from one end of the source within it, and then the other end, it gives illuminated light, which is a sun. Does that make sense?
Yes, I wrote about that on my website, actually.
I hadn't seen that. I just happened to come up with that last week, and I just was wondering. But it was great to have you on.
Thank
folks,
you.
Go to expansions.com. We'll have to do it here again. John, thank you for being on tonight, and peace and love. Want to call me and talk about this? 630-930-9782. Peace and love, everyone.
Good night, everybody. Thanks, Marilyn. With